Chris Harney's convicted killer, Janusz Walus, is applying again for parole. It is his third shot at getting out of jail before his sentence is complete. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News on the story for us. Barry, what does he believe is different from the first two times he tried and failed?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is actually not an application for parole, but rather a review of the decision by Michael Masuta in November last year to deny his application for parole. If you recall, there was a whole legal wrangling at that particular time. It went to the Supreme Court of Appeal. The Supreme Court of Appeal sent it back to the minister to reconsider, and that was his decision that he's made. So the grounds that are being advanced here for this review application, there are several that are raised, and I'll just touch on some of them, but they essentially point you to the fact that they believe the minister was irrational and unreasonable, and they hinge on, in some respect, on the requirements in terms of the promotion of Administrative Justice Act. In the sense related to the irrational section of it, they say that the minister said that Walus needs to go and undergo further rehabilitation, that he needs to obtain some vocational training, for example, to better his chances of reintegration into society. They're saying this is ludicrous. This is a 63-year-old man who has training as a truck driver, for example, who has already been offered employment if he is released. So that's the one aspect. They're also saying that the minister didn't correctly consider all the information that had been put before him. This claim that he is not rehabilitated and still poses a risk to society because of his views of communism, they're saying this is simply not true. He has, of course, shown, and they refer to numerous correspondence between himself and Dimpo Hani, related to him showing remorse, and they say that his particular views of communism are neither here nor there. So essentially coming to the conclusion, and the other fact, and I must mention this as well, he says that if he is released on parole, he's quite happy to be deported back to Poland, his home country. We understand that the minister has actually made an application that his citizenship has been revoked, but has made some other order to the effect that if he is granted parole, that he will not be deported back to Poland. This, they say, is irregular, as it's happened in a standard practice that if a foreign national is put onto parole in South Africa, we automatically deport them.
Yeah, Barry, I mean, all of this is very well and legal, but the reasons why we know, even though Michael Masuta would probably not admit to it, that the reasons that he is not approving parole is because the murdered man was Chris Harney, and Chris Harney is an untouchable within ANC history, and the man who killed him, if Michael Masuta and other people within the ANC have anything to do with it, will never leave jail.
Yeah, you know, this is touched on as well, and this relates to the question of bias and whether the minister is in a position to be able to fairly apply his mind to this particular question. They say he's not, and which is why they're asking the court, who is duly authorized in this particular matter, instead of reverting the matter back to Michael Masuta, they're asking the court to apply the same tests of reasonableness and proportionality and so on, and consider the fact, and instead of reverting it back to the minister, replace his decision with one by the court.
Thank you very much for that explanation, Barry Bateman.